I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Ben, I got 10 minutes. That's what I told Cheryl. So,
Robert, 10 minutes.
Yeah, Robert, 10 minutes. Right.
There you go.
All right. Avonlea and Melanie, today you are indeed blessed. This does not mean that you are going to receive all the grace that you will ever need in your life. Indeed, this is the beginning of your journey with Christ. And in many ways, your life will be just as complicated as it has always been and it will ever be. There will be problems with your sister and your brother. There will be problems with your parents, with your friends, all of those problems that were yesterday. Well, you are still a human being and you will still have those problems. But today is a beginning. Today is the beginning of your time in the household of God. And in many ways, baptism, while it is a pouring of the Holy Spirit down upon you, it is also something that calls you to have responses and responsibilities and even some work. We might call that work the chores of the household of God. Now, you are also lucky in the sense that you have a wonderful godmother, a wonderful godfather who's in Scotland, Robin McLean, and you have wonderful parents. But your godfather who is in Scotland, Robin, said in a wonderful letter, he outlined five things. And the first thing he said was, I am truly honored to be able to be a godfather for you too. And he said, while I'm honored, I understand that there are responsibilities, that the first of those responsibilities in some ways is to be humble before the task and to be humble before the Lord. He said, and the next thing he said was this, even though I am humbled and even though I am honored, I know that I have responsibilities for you two, just as I had responsibilities for Max. He said, the first thing is this. I say that I will pray for you all the time. Every day I will pray for you. He said, the next thing he said was, I will say that I will be the image of what I want you to be. I will do the things that are of the Spirit so you will have an example of what it looks like to live in Christ and to be filled with the Spirit. And then he said, not only that, but I will support you in your journey in Christ. Now, what I love about this letter from her godfather, Robin, who's in Scotland, is that he took the words almost word for word right out of the prayer book. What we're going to say, we're going to do for those kids. Their godfather said, I know what I'm supposed to do. Here's what I'm going to do. And it's almost word for word what we're going to say today as we say we're going to support these young girls. Young ladies, right? Not girls. Now, our second reading from the Galatians, Paul's letter to the Galatians, outlines a couple of things about what it means to enter into the body of Christ through baptism. The first thing that Paul says is this. Look, you were baptized into the body of Christ. And because you were baptized into the body of Christ, you have freedom in Christ. You have the freedom to act as Christ calls you to act. Now, one of the big problems with when Paul uses the word freedom, he does not mean that you have the freedom to do whatever you want to do right now, right? Like, I am free to eat 10 hamburgers, right? I am free to eat two whole pizzas with meatballs and pepperoni and lots of other stuff. And then I am free to eat a whole bunch of ice cream, right? He says, that's not the freedom we're talking about. He says the freedom we're talking about is the freedom to choose God, to say yes to God. He says that's the freedom you have in Christ. You have the freedom to say yes to God in Christ. And that is where this yes begins. Yes, Lord, I will say yes to God. The second thing he said is this. When you are baptized, you receive the Holy Spirit. And when you receive the Holy Spirit and you are filled with the Holy Spirit, guess what? You're empowered to do things that God calls you to do. What are those things? He says, well, he gives you a whole list of things that are probably not good for you to do. And then he gives you a whole list of things that are good. And he says it's this. You want to know how you know if you are living in the Spirit? You look at the fruits of the Spirit. And he said, the fruit of the Spirit is this. And he says, joy and love. And he says, he lists all these things. And he says, when you do those things, you'll know that you are living in the Spirit and that the Spirit is within you. And he says, third of all, probably the most important is this. When you are baptized, you die to your old self, and when you are with Christ, and when you are baptized, you are raised to new life in Jesus Christ's resurrection. Now, does that mean that when you die to your old self, you will never, ever sin anymore? Barry, have you never sinned since your baptism?
Probably.
Right. And you know, Bert is right behind him. He's like 90. I bet you he has sinned a lot. Now, the question is this. I know, you're just a stage piece here now, Bert, okay? All right. Now, that does not mean that you're going to be perfect. Neither are you going to be perfect. Perfect in Latin means completed, and you're not going to be completed for a long time. What it means is that you're on a journey of saying yes in Christ to God. What that means is that you will say yes even when the journey is difficult and confusing. Now, all those things I said about your Godfather Robin, everybody here in this church is going to say yes, that they will support you on that journey. And that they will be with you on that journey. And all these people here are here so that you know that you don't walk alone. Now, Craig and Ian.
I'm hiding.
Yeah, what do they sing at Anfield at the end of the game?
Never walk alone.
You'll never walk alone. Consider this Anfield. That's the stadium where Liverpool plays, right? At the end of the game, no matter what happens, they play this song, you'll never walk alone, okay? And basically what we're going to do to here today is remind you that you are never going to walk alone. Even when you think you're alone, you got a whole group of people here who are praying you and love you. All right. This water here is gonna signify the beginning of the journey. It doesn't signify the end of the journey. And the waters here are gonna ask you to say yes to Jesus and yes to God and to begin to live your life in a way not only you would like to live, and your mom would like you to live, and your dad would like you to live, and your godparents would like you to live, but also the way that God would like you to live. So that's a lot, but I know you two are up to the challenge. Amen.